I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program live when you download the radio.com app. And joining us now, great radio stations like WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The game is Big Dummy. Eastwood is on the line. He is playing for Team Not Sober. This is question number two.
Question number two for you, Eastwood. Here it is. What's the only Grand Slam tennis event that's still played on grass?
Easy.
Wimbledon?
You got it.
Well done. Very good.
Is that the place? No, Wimbledon's Wimbledon. What's the all-English club? Is that Wimbledon, too?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Grand Slam is the U.S. Open.
Right.
Correct. It is Wimbledon and correct. The Australian Open or the
and
French
the French.
Open? And the French.
So both of them.
Okay.
All right. It's four, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So French, Australian, U.S., and Wimbledon. All right.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
I don't know if you know this. Creed, at one point, was going to sponsor a tennis tournament. It was going to be the Arms Wide Open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Miles, do you know the surfaces?
Of the courts?
Yeah.
I do not. I would say, my guess would be...
French is clay? Is that right?
I think French is clay, and then there's grass of Wimbledon. Then I think the Australian and American are just hard courts.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Hard court.
Hard.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
Hola.
Johnny, sober, not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Johnny, welcome to the show. Okay,
thanks,
on our men's room poll, you got to do a good deed. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner? Will you give up a seat in first class or save your ex's life?
I'd probably give up my seat.
You ever seen first class? You were the first one to say that.
Let the ex die. I mean, that's really what I'm picking up out of this.
That's right. What I'm saying, too. Like
you sound like a good Samaritan on the surface.
Do you know why?
Until you think about the fact that you're letting your ex die.
Because your ex is dead. You've got $22,000 in cash. And first class isn't that important.
Yeah.
Life ain't so bad.
It really isn't.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. A man named Joseph Chapleau. He became the first person executed by lethal injection, electric chair, or firing squad. Electric chair, Jesus.
Not electric chair.
Trial Sparky.
Old Sparky, the electric chair.
Boom. One and done for Johnny.
Well, correct.
Nice work. All right, the game's
wouldn't
a big
you
dummy.
Want them to name that after you, then?
The electric chair?
Saying, like, if I,
no.
No, I'm,
no
the
I
first,
not.
I'm the first person. If you say, look, Mr. Hill, you're the first person to be executed by electric chair. But like, all right, I get the deal. I know I'm up for execution. I know you're going to fry me on this thing. You got to give it a different name, man.
Like, seat on the hill?
Like the hill throne. Something, man.
Okay.
Take some, get some ownership out of this, right?
Change it from a watt or a volt to a hill.
To a hill. Ooh, we're going to fry him with 50 hills.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's how they came up with the pizza joint.
About the who?
Shakey's.
Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Marcy. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to the show. Okay, Marcy, you're going to do a good deed here on our men's room poll. Will you return $22,000 in cash? Will you give up your seat in first class or save your ex's life?
Return the money.
You're going to return that money.
Yeah, let the ex
let
die.
Let him die.
Again.
You don't have an ex. I don't have an ex.
You don't have an ex.
You've only dated one person in your entire life, Marcy?
Oh, no. I've only been married once.
Well, I've been married once. You never had, like, a long-term relationship before you got married?
No, not really.
Okay.
And you still married?
I'm still married.
Okay. So
would you save his life?
Yeah. Is it safe to say that your husband is the only person that you've ever really been with?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever been with a black man?
Is your husband black?
No, he's not.
Have you been with a black man? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just spitballing.
Is he hairy?
No.
Is your husband hairy?
No.
You ever been with a hairy man?
Okay, so basically what you're saying is if he's the only man you've been with, then your husband has the biggest penis you've ever seen.
You have to say yes if
right?
he's listening. Just say yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
She might have watched porn and seen a bigger man.
I mean, live.
He may have.
Live in the flesh.
Absolutely, and I hope he's listening.
Does he know you're lying? Can he tell when you're lying?
I never lie.
Okay. There's one right there. All right. Here is your question. What is the home planet of the Transformers?
No idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess Earth.
That would be Earth, and no. Cybertron. They're from Cybertron.
They Transformatron.
Transformatron. Yes.
That's true. I used to have a space shuttle, NASA Transformer.
Which space shuttle was it?
Pretty sure it was a Challenger.
Oh, that's right.
Or the Columbia.
What happened to that? Didn't it replicate to the actual disaster?
It did. One night in my apartment.
How did that happen?
I invited Ted over.
These things happen.
It took, what, 2 seconds for you
How
to
do you
destroy
do this?
It? Like, hey man, it's a collector's item.
My Transformer! Like, I was really thinking it'd be worth money one day because, you know.
Sure, it's a Challenger, man. You got right.
And then all of a sudden it ended up just like the original.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, it didn't transform much.
It didn't.
It just broke.
Hold it out right.
It transformed into debris.
Oh, you're right. I broke it.
All right, here's your question.
I was like, no, it's a faulty Transformer. Yeah. It just breaks.
That's the problem. Who wrote the book Jaws?
Ooh.
The book couldn't have been as scary as the movie, right?
There's no way on earth.
I mean, that's not one of those, the book is better.
I have not heard anyone say that. Right. That's fair.
I'm not sure who wrote the book, Jaws. Let me guess. No idea.
William Shakespeare.
Hmm. Wait,
I'm kidding. Peter. Come on, Ted.
Peter King.
Peter Benchley.
Peter Benchley.
All right, well, we're talking about Jaws. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Okay. Nice. You got that one right, Marcy.
Well done.
Nice work.
Go back to your husband's giant penis.
The biggest penis in all the land.
There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
Nick's over, not sober.
Not sober,
Nick. Okay, Nick. Our men's room poll, you got to do a good deed. Will it be to return $22,000 in cash to its rightful owner, give up your seat in first class, or save your ex's life? What are you doing?
I would probably have to save my ex's life.
You like your ex?
No. Did you hear the lack of enthusiasm?
Do you have custody?
Split custody.
Do you pay child support?
I do.
You want to change your answer?
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
Courts are listening.
I mean, it's all hypothetical.
It's just hypothetical.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't really speak to who you are.
Yeah, not at all. You can take the $22,000 in cash and pay the child support.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that is true.
Here is your question. What city was Russia's capital before Moscow? There's also a city in Florida with the same name.
City in Florida with the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Miami, Russia.
Miami, Russia. St. Petersburg, yes. Great guess, though. Great guess.
Tallahassee, Russia.
Daytona Beach.
All right, your question. What film director did Madonna marry in 2000?
Martin Scorsese.
That would be funny.
Yes.
Guy Ritchie.
They only named them guy because they're having a boy. They said if they're going to have a girl, they'd have named him woman.
He sounds like a game show host. Hi, welcome to What's on My Finger. I'm Guy Ritchie.
What's on my finger?
Yes, it's smelling. Look at it. What is it?
All right. What is the reality TV show based on the Robertson family?
Based on the what?
Robertson family.
A reality TV show based on the Robertson family?
Yeah, they were pretty big for a while. I don't know if they're still making the show or not, but people loved it for a while.
I have no idea.
Is it Honey Boo Boo out there?
No, I'll give you take ZZ Top and Camo. Yeah.
Duck People.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck People.
I thought it was going to be the Swiss Family Robertson.
Well, he's a Robertson.
Robertson, that's one.
All right. Nick, question four. Because I was thinking the same thing initially. And I was like, wasn't that a movie from Disney?
Yeah.
Show?
I believe it was. What was their deal? What, they get trapped on an island or
no,
something?
No, they wanted to live in a tree. Is that all?
Oh, they're the tree people,
are they
right?
The tree family?
But I think they live in a tree because they got stuck somewhere.
I think there's another family.
No,
I think it's both. I think they're stuck on an island and they live in a tree.
No, they're the last people on Earth with Will Smith.
Yes.
That's what it was. All right, your question. What college football championship game has been held in Miami since 1935?
Mm.
The Orange Bowl?
The Poulet and Weed Eater Bowl.
Yes, indeed, the Orange Bowl.
Sponsors have really taken its toll on that stuff. What is it? The Orange Bowl. FedEx?
It was for a while, but I don't know if it's changed, man.
I don't know.
I can't keep up.
Well, like the Orange Bowl and like Rose Bowl were around for forever, so you kind of, like those I still kind of call that. The only one that ever really stuck in my brain the most is Tostitos. Fiesta Bowl.
Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
I was going to call them Tostudo, but that's the name of the turtle.
But Tostitos are done, man, aren't they? Didn't Doritos kind of wipe them off the face of the earth? Are they still out there?
Are you crazy?
Tostitos are still on?
Yeah. Okay. Hit the lime.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I always remember the Micron PC.com Bowl.
I remember the Poulet.
And I'm like, what is this, man?
The Poulet Weed Eater Bowl.
Right. I mean, it's just.
But like the old ones are the ones you like remember, right? Like,
right. Rose, orange, sugar. Well, they don't
cotton.
Do sugar anymore.
Cotton.
Are there any that are not sponsored? Because it's the AT&T Rose Bowl, right?
Right. So they all have sponsors. I'm just saying some of those older ones you forget. I'm pretty sure they all have a sponsor now.
But you still call it the Rose Bowl, right? I mean, like, it's not even worth sponsoring those to me because, you know, you want to sponsor something big like that because obviously you want to get your name out there. Anyone who watches college football, if you say the Rose Bowl, it's the Rose Bowl.
Well, not only
you can
that,
call it the Ted Smith Rose Bowl. You can call it the Micron PC.
I don't know, maybe it's just stuff I like because there's like the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Right, there is a Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, but they play it on a Sunday. So they actually have a Chick-fil-A.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Play in that stadium in Atlanta, and it's closed during the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Not only that, but
that bowl isn't always on Sunday.
I'm pretty sure it was on Sunday the last time they played.
Well, it might have been, but I'm just saying. And it also have Atlanta United. They have a lot of events in there.
Right. Yep, they do. More Big Dummy coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola.
Aaron, you on team sober, team not sober today?
Oh, not sober. I'm home from work.
Okay. Aaron, who is not sober. All right, Aaron. It is the time of the year when you do a good deed. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner, give up a seat in first class, or save your ex's life?
You know, I thought about this, and I think I got to give back the money. I think I'd feel too guilty if I didn't.
But the ex dying.
But she could die.
Well,
you don't have to. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's true, but I don't know if I've had, I haven't had like an ex-wife or a really serious long-term relationship otherwise, so I'll stick with my answer.
What's the longest relationship you've been in, Aaron?
Currently, I've been with my wife now for almost 20 years, but other than that, probably 9 months.
Like high school stuff.
You think your wife would save your life?
Yeah, college, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've only seen one penis, too.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. In 1983, current actress Vanessa Williams became the first black woman to win what?
Vanessa Williams. The obvious answer seemed to be Oscar.
I believe it was also stripped from her.
It was stripped from her. Miss America. Miss America. Nude pictures in penthouse. That's what happened.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember it too. It was a good time to be alive. Yes, I was 14 or 15 years old, man. It was in that sweet spot zone, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
All right. Hey, man, your wife for 20 years might be listening. Hush your mouth.
I hope so.
All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Kansas?
Kansas, you said?
Yes.
Kansas.
Is that Topeka?
Okay. Yeah. Great job.
Wow.
Very good. Nice work. All right.
If Topeka were not the capital of Kansas, do you think there's any chance we would have ever heard of Topeka?
Topeka?
Now.
Okay.
That's like we always say. Most state capitals, if they're not state capital, you wouldn't know what they are.
Albany, New York, it would never come up, right? Annapolis, Maryland, it does have
just because the Naval Academy.
All right, right. So if you're not the biggest city in the state, but you're the cat.
It doesn't necessarily always have to be the biggest city in the state.
Right.
That's why.
Olympia, Washington. Mm-hmm. No one would think about it.
Yeah, people talk about Seattle and Tacoma, but like generally Olympia doesn't come up as much.
No.
Or Spokane. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrew.
Drew.
Andrew.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Andrew, you sober or not sober? Hello.
Not sober.
Okay. All right, Andrew. You're going to do a good deed here in your drunkenness. Are you going to return $22,000 in cash to its rightful owner? Will you give up a seat in first class or save your ex's life?
I would have to go with saving my ex's life.
Okay.
Would you be happy about it?
I think.
Has she moved on?
Well, you know, so the only ex I have was from like a middle school short relationship, and she was a nice girl and was nice throughout the rest of high school that I knew her. And so I don't think I'd have any problem saving her if I randomly saw her.
That's a friendly zone to be in.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yep, been in a relationship for about 5 years.
5 years. Look at you. You go. All right, here's your question. What two Asian countries co-hosted the FIFA World Cup in men's soccer in 2002? As a hint, the U.S. is allies with both countries for now.
2002.
I'm going to guess maybe Vietnam and China.
I'll say U.S. allies. Japan and South Korea.
That is correct. Japan and South Korea.
Oh.
All right there, Andrew. Now, I'm not trying to make any assumptions about you, but you do not sound like a 70-year-old woman. Nevertheless, your question is, what is the lowest-ranking ace in the game bridge?
Oh, man, I have never played bridge.
Because you're not a 70-year-old woman. Yes, I understand.
It's not also an easy game to play. I mean, all due respect to a 70-year-old woman playing bridge, it's hard to learn.
I'm sure it is. But you got a 1 in 4 chance.
I would have to guess maybe the ace of clubs.
That is a great guess, Andrew.
You are a 7-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. You might as well play bridge now. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
It's also the name of the guy that's 60 and he's in the club.
Ace.
I'm the ace of clubs.
I'm the club ace. Been coming here for 35 years. Yeah, we know.
Only been pepper sprayed 7 times this month. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Justin, you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Team sober.
Is your phone drunk?
No. Bluetooth driving home.
Okay. Justin, our men's room poll, do one good deed. Will you return $22,000 to its rightful owner, give up your seat in first class, or save your ex's life?
First class.
All right, take it first class. All right, you'll give that seat up. All right.
And let the ex die. Right. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. On the Abbey Road album cover, which member of the Beatles is on the far left?
Oh. Is that John?
George Harrison.
George Harrison. I figure when you look at the cover, if you're on the far left, that means you're last in line. I'm not saying the Beatles are throwing out their importance. I'm just saying, you know, it would be George, right?
Yep. I'm late.
I still think it's crazy that it's literally just a photo.
What do you mean?
You know about the Abbey Road one, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they planned it out a bunch. Like, the studio, I think, was just near there, and it just kind of happened.
Yeah, like, it was something like that. Like they just walked across the street. We got to take this picture for the company, right? Like, one of the...
Something,
like,
yeah.
Nobody feels like doing it. Like, fine. They take the picture, announce this big, iconic thing.
Not only that, but they named the album after they took the picture.
Right.
Abbey Road. They did it. Like, what is this? This is Abbey Road. It's called Abbey Road.
So I want you to think about it. This is one of the quintessential greatest albums of all time. Iconic album cover, iconic album. In the end, they kind of didn't care.
Well, they had the material. They just didn't have a name or a cover.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the third molar?
Oh. That's a hard pass on that one.
Is it a bicuspid?
It's your wisdom tooth.
Oh, your wisdom tooth.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it had a more technical term.
It's the molar that no one really wants around. You know, it's like the third wheel, the third molar. The other two molars are like, yo, man.
It's like the molar on your grandma's neck.
Yeah. Grandma, why do your teeth grow on the outside of your neck?
What's that thing hanging on your neck, Grandma?
All right. What character created by Hugh Lofting could talk to animals?
Dr. Doolittle.
I mean, technically, we can all talk to animals. It's just that he understood what they were saying. Like, I talk to my dog every day, you know?
I believe your dog maybe understands what you're saying.
I think she knows some of the things I'm saying because you tend to say the same things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get stopped.
I don't even do stop it. Like the noise comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, drop it.
Yeah. It was Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I never understood that dog. But the dog that wants to play fetch but does want to drop the ball.
Doesn't want to drop the ball. Mm-hmm.
Like, all right.
Then he runs off with it the other direction.
Yeah.
And like, so what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Hello, West. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. West, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober for now.
All right, West, welcome to the show. You ever been east, west?
I have been east.
What's the farthest east you've been?
Orlando, Florida.
What is the farthest west you've been?
Probably Aberdeen, Washington.
Okay, not bad. All right, you got to do a good deed here, West, at our men's room poll. Do you return $22,000 in cash to its rightful owner? Do you give up your seat in first class or save your ex's life?
Give up my seat in first class.
And watch the ex die. Yep, there we go again.
A lot of people are giving up that free food and drink.
Kind of trash, though.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one for me to think about giving up.
Kind of trash?
Something like that.
Not a good person.
Not a good person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pick her?
She kind of picked me, and I went along with it for a while.
All right.
Well, we know why.
Yeah, I mean, look, these things happen.
I mean, we understand. We understand how this works, man. No harm, no foul. By the way,
do you blame yourself, Miles, or the weird mushroom that you got sick from?
Right.
I blame the mushroom.
But you picked it.
You registered, and you said that at the time you were cooking it, something about the mushroom struck you as odd, but you threw it into
your
food.
I might have tonged it out of that drawer instead of bought a prepackaged, you know what I mean, container with cellophane.
But you didn't have to cook it.
You picked it. I'm just saying you still ate it. I'm just saying relationships, it's easy to be like, and after they're over, to be like, yeah, she is crazy. Like, well, why'd you go out with her? Like, look, you don't know that in the beginning.
But it looked so good.
Exactly.
Yeah, strange, but it looked good.
Exactly. You talk about the mushroom?
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What is the nationality of the first woman in space?
American?
Russian?
Russian slash Soviet, yes.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. Who was the lead singer of the Miami Sound Machine?
The Miami Sound Machine.
That is correct.
Miami legend.
She is a Miami legend.
No idea.
Oh, that
Gloria
would be
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Ted, you sound disgusted.
I am.
Learn something new every day, I guess.
Wasn't she the original kind of like, I don't know, like J-Lo sort of? Like just really hot Latin lip woman.
She had some...
No?
I guess there was a child. There was like some very popular Gloria Estefan songs.
I believe that the first Latin superstar that we had, Charo.
That is a good point.
I mean, honestly, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And listen, not to go down a Charo road, but Charo, if you don't know, she was...
The hoochie-coochie woman?
Yeah, she was a hoochie-coochie woman. Very silly. Don't know why she was famous, but at the time we were growing up, she showed up on things like Love Boat. Any show that had a guest star, somehow Charo was his person. So I'm talking to our very own BD that we work with here, and we're talking about Charo. We didn't know if she was alive or dead. Not only is this woman still alive, she put out an album last year or something. I'm telling you, apparently she's a flamenco guitarist.
Oh, yeah, the rhythm's going to get you. That's what I'm saying.
All right, here is your question. What series of Stephen King novels refers to its main character as the last gunslinger?
That'd be the Dark Tower series?
Okay. Yes, I'm assuming that's a Mike Hawk question.
No, that was me.
That was you.
He's the
big fan there.
He's a big fan. I will say I read one of those books. I believe there's four books in the Dark Tower series. I read the first one, really enjoyed it. Started reading the second one, hated it.
So you were out.
And the movie was crap.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Charles. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Charles.
Chuck. Charles.
You know what that's like? That's like the so-and-so come on down, and then no one runs down. You know?
Charlie?
Kevin.
Hello.
Oh, it's Kevin.
Is this Kevin?
No. Hello, Gray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
It's Gray.
It is Gray.
Gray, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately sober.
That's all right. All right, Gray. Let's see here. Our men's
it'll
room
change,
poll.
It'll change.
Okay. You need to do a good deed. You return $22,000 to its original owner. Do you give up your seat in first class or do you save your ex's life?
I'm going to give the $22,000 back.
And let the ex die. Right. Again.
Sit in first class.
Right. It only sounds like you're a good Samaritan.
Yeah, she passed
you
away,
consider.
But I get this big extra soft cookie here with this meal, so.
You know, had a decision
to
make.
It's from a local bakery.
All right, here's your first question.
My mom is retired.
Yeah.
She will fly first class now. That's the first thing she said to me. We had this ice cream. It's local.
Exactly.
It's so delicious. Like,
by the way, your father died.
Local what? Over the state of Kansas when you're flying?
Right.
Local?
Yeah, local to who?
Yeah, depending on where you are.
I guessed what it was. I was like, salt and straw? She was like, yeah. And I was like,
okay. That's right. Good cookie. All right, your question. The first cereal that offered a kid's prize in the box was what cereal?
Ooh, Trix.
Lucky Char.
Frosted Flakes.
What seems like the least likely cereal?
Rice Krispies.
Raisin Bran.
Barring shredded wheat, the least likely.
Oats.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Oh, Corn Flakes.
Plain old Corn Flakes.
Yeah, back in 1909, people who bought two boxes could send away for a book called Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures. They knew how to live back then.
Corn Flakes.
Corn flakes.
When you really dissect that, it does not sound good.
No.
It sounds terrible.
Corn
Flakes. Not good optics.
No, it really doesn't. Corn Flakes?
I mean, that's the name. That's it, right?
Corn bread is delicious.
Corn bread is delicious. Right, flake. Flake's a hard word to make something sound good.
Did you flatten out corn and then just dry it?
I guess.
That sounds terrible.
And then decide to put milk on it? And it's really not good.
No, they're terrible.
No, they're frosted flakes. Exactly. Tony the Tiger knows what's up. All right, here is your question. Hooters, believe it or not, Hooters got its name from a comedy routine. The question is, which comic did they get it from? Was it from a set with Richard Pryor, George Carlin, or Steve Martin? The line they got it from, the comic said, quote, "I believe it's derogatory to refer to women's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. You should only refer to them as Hooters." And then Hooters, believe
it
or not.
That sounds like a George Carlin line.
That's what I thought, too. Believe it or not, Steve Martin.
No.
And what predicates that is when he walks in and goes like, "Wow, look at all the people here tonight. There must be 57 breasts in here."
Always an odd number.
That still sounds like Carlin.
It really does. All right. As a result of the Mexican-American War, the U.S. gained three states: New Mexico, Texas, and what?
Hated history.
Oh, this is geography.
California.
Go geography on that. Oh, it is California. I thought it was Arizona.
I thought it was Arizona. Yep. Everybody thinks it's Arizona.
Hmm. We got Arizona.
Mexico. Crap. What the
was Arizona just sitting there? We already had it.
Maybe a bit of territory.
Then it just juts up, like, you know what I mean? All
Texas,
the way up to
New Mexico, California.
All the way up to Las Vegas. So Mexico goes basically to Vegas. That's insane. All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jesse, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jesse, welcome to the show. Jesse, our men's room poll. Do one good deed. Will you return $22,000 in cash to its rightful owner? Will you give up your seat in first class, or will you save your ex's life?
I'm going to save my ex's life.
All right, you like the ex.
There you go.
You didn't say that.
No,
he said he would save
obviously. 22 G's? You can get a first class seat?
Yeah, but you're going to save the ex.
I'm never giving back 22 G's.
Yeah, there's no chance. I mean, like, come on. All right, here is your question. Brimstone is just the ancient word for what chemical? Fire. Brimstone. What was your guess?
Chemical. Oh, shoot. Copper was my guess, but it's wrong.
Yes, fire and copper. That scared the hell out of people. Mm-hmm. Any guesses? Think fire and brimstone, right? So you're doing your big biblical thing that there's fire and brimstone.
Are you saying it's a stone?
No, it's a chemical. Brimstone, I'll give you a hint. It smells awful.
Sulfur?
Sulfur. Yeah. That is correct. Now you know. Brimstone, just sulfur. It's not so scary anymore, is it? Like, it's fire and it smells bad.
Fire and sulfur sounds terrible.
It does. It smells like, you know, depending what I eat. All right, here is your question. In golf, 2 under par is referred to as what?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Just to give you an idea here, Jesse, you got it.
There you go.
That is it.
Well done.
Very good. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! David, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm sober.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, but I'm sober.
That's all right. David, our men's room poll, do a good deed here. You're going to return $22,000 in cash, give up your seat in first class, or save your ex's life?
I mean, I should give up the seat, but I think I'm going to return the money so I can get some of it, you know?
That doesn't make any mathematical sense to me. Like, I don't
know. I mean, because I can give it back, and I can try to get some from the person I give it back, and then I can go buy a lottery ticket because maybe I'll be lucky. I've been lucky lately, so I'll probably give it back.
I think you're lucky if you find $22,000 in cash. Like, just let it stop there. All right.
Yeah,
Now, here's your question. We asked, in golf, 200 par is referred to as an eagle. In bowling, 3 strikes in a row is referred to as what?
Let's see. 3 strikes in a row. You eagle.
Just had it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have the answer?
You just within the past few weeks, you have enjoyed the answer.
Luck. It's a luck. 3 strikes is called a luck.
Turkey.
Oh, it's a turkey. It's called the turkey.
It is called the turkey.
Yeah.
You're good at this game.
Yeah,
you're
got
good.
It right. Mm-hmm. Right. I know.
All right.
Now, you're on a heater. You're right.
You know what? You did so well. I'm going to ask you one more question before the break. Which planet?
Yeah.
Which planet spins on a nearly horizontal axis? All the other planets spin on a vertical axis. This one spins horizontally.
Horizontal axis. They all spin vertically, huh?
Except this one.
I mean, I'm going to go with Earth.
Earth? No, that would not be Earth.
Uranus?
Uranus.
Yes.
If you don't know the answer.
Right. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
If you would like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 844-999. Hola, Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Oh, I think our next contestant is the mighty Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Dummy. How's it going?
All right.
Oh, boy.
Kyle, sober, not sober.
Right now, I'm not sober, but give me 10 more minutes.
Well, if you're not sober, that means you're already there. I'm going to go not sober, Kyle.
I think that's the way to go.
Not sober.
Men's Room poll, do one good deed there. Will you return $22,000 in cash to the rightful owner, give up a seat in first class, or save your ex's life?
I'm going to have to go with give up the seat.
You're going to give up your seat in first class.
Let the ex die.
By the way, if you would like to vote, just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
Yeah, I don't really like my exes. So.
I got that, because you're going to let them die. How many exes do you have? Like, how many exes crossed your mind when we asked this question?
Quite a few.
Okay. And now, well, you're not saving any of them?
No.
Wow. Okay. All right.
And then I got 22 grand so I could buy another first class ticket.
I feel you.
You got a plan, Kyle.
All right, here is your question. What is Mark Twain's real name?
I'm going to have to go pass.
No idea.
Miles dead?
No idea.
Mark Twain's real name?
Samuel
Clemens.
Samuel Clemens. Yes.
That's right. Now I remember.
Now I remember.
Sam Clemens.
All right.
Did you go down to the store? San Clemens store.
What city is host to the North American International Auto Show?
What city?
What city?
International.
I would narrow it down to two.
Mm-hmm. Ted guessed both of those cities, and he was correct with the one.
Yeah, one of them was correct.
Yeah.
What did Ted get?
Well, I can't tell you, man. Then you know the answer.
Why not? No, then I got a
50-50
shot.
Okay, Kyle. All right, fine. I said Vegas or Detroit?
Well,
it's
Detroit.
Good talking to you, Kyle.
God, he played me well.
Yeah, man, that was great.
He got you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. How could I be so stupid?
Just narrow it down to 50-50. Kyle's got it. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was hoping he was wrong.
I hate con artists.
Hello.
Hates all his exes. Right.
All of them can die.
All of them can die. Like, good Lord, people. Save these exes.
At least one of them.
Right?
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andy, sober, not sober. Andy, are you sober or are you not sober today?
I'm sober. I'm driving home.
Okay, Andy. Our men's room poll.
What's going on with your phone there?
Oh, crap. I'm in the worst spot.
Okay. Andy, your men's room poll. You got to do a good deed. Are you returning $22,000 in cash to its rightful owner? Are you giving up a seat in first class? Or are you saving your ex's life?
Can I save my ex if I never had one?
Nope.
No.
Giving up the seat, you say?
Okay.
Yep, yep.
All right, and you say, Andy, you never had an ex?
Oh, God. Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear us. Can you hear us now, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you. We're good.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
From 1997 to 2002.
Two.
Earth.
Oh,
Earth.
What? What computer company used the ad slogan, quote, think different?
Dell.
IBM?
Apple.
Apple.
Mm.
That one didn't stick.
That one didn't stick.
Earth.
Echo.
There you go.
Echo.
I'm trying.
All right, your question.
Today.
Who played Rachel Green on the show Friends?
You know this.
Crap. Sarah Jessica Parker.
On Friends.
I don't know,
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston, yes.
Question four.
I think she's letting the ex die.
I get the feeling.
Jesus.
Whose likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award?
God. I don't know, Pat.
Washington, right?
George Washington. Yeah. You may have heard of him.
He's on everything.
He's like Frank Red Hot.
Question five.
Question number five for you. The most popular song in the history of Norway is what song from the band Nazareth?
The most popular song
in the history of Norway is from the band Nazareth. Which song is it?
What? I have no idea.
Is it Love Hurts?
Love Hurts.
I was saying, don't they only have like one famous song?
No,
like
two. They got two.
What's the other one?
Hair of the Dog. Now you're messing with the son of a
bitch. Now you're messing with a son of a bitch.
Now you're messing with a son of a bitch.
They need more cowbell.
All right, your question. You're great at this game, by the way. Your question. What vitamin complex includes thiamine, niacin, and riboflavin?
Is that the B vitamins?
Okay.
There you go.
How would you know that?
What?
How would you know that that's the B vitamin group? Like, if they're all different compounds from A, B, C, D.
Well, you have like B, you have B1, B12, all these
different. Do we know what the compound of A is?
I have no idea.
Or C.
I did get vitamin B, yeah, right, only because I knew niacin and riboflavin were part of the vitamin B.
What does the riboflavin do?
I have no idea what these things do.
Okay.
To me, it sounds like something Jerry Lewis would have said.
But if you put these three things together, they form vitamin B.
I don't think all three together form vitamin B like Voltron, I think. And keep in mind, I have absolutely no idea. I want to be clear that I am spitballing this. I get a feeling like if it's B1, it's one of them.
Okay.
If it's B12, it's one of them. But I don't know what does vitamin B help? Like vitamin D is your bones, vitamin E is good for
your
skin. I
don't know. B12 is good, kind of gives you energy.
Isn't the vitamin B a hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Okay. Right.
So that's why I do the shots.
Yeah. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.